Radio Now, it's Elliot King with Liv the Web Girl, producer Porkchop. Now, producer Porkchop had like a new motivation to start getting fit yesterday.
Yes,
and we
kind
of all came together and got fit together because of Liv's other job at the Cycle Bar.
They came to my other job at Cycle Bar, which is like a premium spinning place. And it's like a full body workout and stuff. So it's like, Elliot, like Porkchop, we have like free classes going on all week. You have to come to one. It'll be such a good workout, especially Porkchop. Like you said, you want to get on this like healthy lifestyle, all this stuff. And I want to know, like, how did you all think you guys did? Like, was it hard? Like, what do you think after it?
I thought it was hard. For like my first time, well, I had a lot of things going on, first of all.
Okay.
One, I had been already working out because I started like this new 30-day fitness challenge. So my body was already sore.
Oof.
And two, I was running late from like my counseling appointment, and I thought I would have get, you said get there like 20 minutes early.
Yes.
I thought I was going to get there early, get set up, get to use the bathroom. So I had to use the bathroom.
No way!
Like the entire time we were on these bikes. And so I was late. I was last in. You know, me and Liv were struggling to get my shoes strapped in to the bike.
Yeah. So the thing about Cycle Bar is they have these shoes and like you actually like clip into the bike.
Yeah.
Because like that helps your ride a lot. And so like, yeah. So but if you're a first timer, you have no idea how to clip your shoes in
at all.
So I'm someone that like helps people who are new. It's their first time. I help clip them in, like I'll clip in their shoes for them.
Mm-hmm.
And so we went and Elliot, so he was running a little late and I felt so bad for him. So class had already started.
Yes.
And so it was pitch black in there when the class started and the music was pounding. So I could like barely see like his foot, but we got him clipped in.
Yeah,
it just took a second.
You can't leave out like, so there's a lot of bikes in there and it's a decent sized room, but it's smaller. So like, there's another bike right next to Liv. And Liv's like bending over, trying to clip it in. And this other lady's right next to you, like kicking you with their bike.
Trying not to get kicked in the face.
Well, so, and because we have like a ton of bikes in there now just because our classes are booking up so much because we have all these like free classes.
Yeah.
But there's normally not that many bikes in there. But it is pretty close because once you're on your bike,
you're fine.
You're not going to hit
anyone. Oh, right.
But it's like the clipping in.
Liv going in between.
It's like a war scene. It's like a battle.
So I was having this whole situation. Another reason I was running late, I couldn't find the place. Like I was in the like general area.
Right.
And I'm just walking around. Look, I met some listeners like outside.
Oh,
so shout out to, I'm going to get their names wrong, Evelyn or Ellen. It was like a whole family. Evelyn, Ellen, Amy, Stella, Griffin.
Oh, jeez.
Griffin or Goodwin, something like that.
Like, Gryffindor.
Oh. Yeah, they're like, are you Elliot? Oh, yeah. So I talked with them for a little bit.
Were they at Cycle Bar? They were randomly outside.
They were just at the shopping center, like the whole area. So they said they were big fans of the show and listen to the radio now all the time. So shout out to them. But the actual workout I thought was great. I thought it was a lot more full body than I thought it was going to be when you're just thinking of like a bike ride and stuff.
Was it more intense than you thought?
I mean, I was just expecting like to be like in a cycle class, just cycling. I thought that was gonna be hard enough. But when you add in all these other movements they were doing, they had this little weight bar.
Yeah.
So you're working out your arms, you're working out your core, you're working out all that. So I got my stats, and I was pretty sure I was like one of the last.
Yeah.
There's like 34 people. I'm pretty sure they said I was like 31 out of 34 with like my statistics. So it was tough.
Right.
I had,
and if you're not used to it, it's just like a different kind of workout. And like your legs will start burning.
Oh yeah.
They will start burning early on, but you just got to push through and just like keep going. And like knowing that like, you know that like there's going to be like moments to like rest a little bit in the class. Mm-hmm. But like, so you just got to keep pushing through to the burn, even how on fire your legs are.
Yeah. I think I finished stronger than how I started. So
I think
the more it went on, I got more used to the movements and stuff. But it was a good workout though.
Yeah. Cycle Bar is definitely a whole experience. It was a lot more than I thought. Cause it's like, so there was a part, the music was fantastic. It was like a 90s night.
Yeah.
And there's a part where like the lights got real dim.
Yeah.
And the instructor girl is like, all right, I want you to close your eyes. And I'm like, what's going on? And she's like, I want you to leave everything at the door. You know, like leave all your baggage and just push through it. I'm like, whoa. So like, and then she's like, what's bothering you? I want you to just leave it. Forget about it. Push through it. This is why you're here. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I didn't know I was getting like a therapy session as well.
No, but that's why I love it too, because like there are moments like I go in there and like, you know, our job, like it can be stressful. So there's moments that like you go into that class and like even while you're in that workout class. And while you're working out, you're thinking like, shoot, I have to do this when I get out of here. Like, I have to make sure I do this tomorrow. Or I wonder how this went, like all of this stuff. Right. But like, as you're like working out, and then like, but they like do remind you. And then it's like, I'm not joking. Like, I get so into it. Like, I'll sometimes close my eyes when we're doing like sprints. Or when we're on like a super, super hard hill. I'll close my eyes and I'm like, this 45 minutes to an hour is like just for me and no one else. Like, I'm not going to let anyone else get in my way of like my workout and like me bettering myself. But did you think it was hard, Porkchop?
Yeah. Yeah. I did think it was hard. I think I did all right. You know, I'm proud of myself. I didn't want to, you know how you're saying like you got to push yourself through it. So like, obviously, like the other day we talked about how I had like high blood pressure.
Right.
Then I just did the wing eating contest.
Right.
So I was like, I mean, I didn't push. I didn't stop cycling. Like, I kept cycling the whole time. But there was times where the class was definitely going much faster. And I was like, okay, like I'm not going to pass out here. So I'm just going to go at a normal pork chop speed for the moment.
Yeah, this is like your first workout in like a while. So
You got to go at your own pace. But I'm glad you guys liked it. I see. Yeah. Okay, here's the thing, though, too. I tell my boyfriend, Jewel Daddy, I'm like, you have to come to, like, a cycle bar class with me. And he's like, I'm not going to go to a cycle bar class. Like, if I'm going to work out, I'm going to go to the gym or, like, pump some iron, like, whatever. And I'm like, one, you're a douche. Two, the workout is way harder than you think. Like, when people think of a cycling spin class, you're like, oh, okay, like, whatever. But I'm like, this workout is extremely intense. Your legs will be on fire. Your heart will be pounding. We do crazy arm workouts.
Yeah.
Like, it is intense.
I just got the best idea.
What?
Instead of these chairs that we're sitting on right now, we should get bikes and cycle during the whole
show.
I love it! Oh, my goodness.
Sponsor it.
And we have music. We have music in here, too.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. We're going to be great. Liv's going to be our instructor.
Yes.
And we're just going to be the fittest team.
Work. Push.